Close to 11?
Yeah. I'm gonna
do my best.
I don't want to cut in anybody's time. I've counted the privilege to be here. I called Brother Hyatt on the phone. It would have been last year. Probably about, February or March. I left a message on your phone. Told you God had laid you on my heart to have you come preach a meeting up there in West Virginia while I was there. I believe God wanted me to get involved with some different things in my ministry, in my own personal ministry. And one day the Lord said, look, I got 7,000 I've reserved for myself.
That's right. Yeah.
That have not bowed their knee to Baal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're out there and you're going to hunt them up. And you're going to get in that circle of those men and you're going to get with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I did it on purpose.
Yeah.
I'm getting in on purpose.
Yeah.
I ain't getting in by mistake. I'm getting in on purpose.
Yeah.
I talked to Brother Henderson about it this morning. The Lord has a way to meander and move us and put us where He wants us. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm glad I'm here this morning. I believe it's God's will. I don't believe that that things happen by accident. I believe God's in control of it all. I want you to look with me this morning in Acts chapter number 3. Acts chapter number 3, probably in some ways a familiar portion of Scripture. But I remember as a young man, an older preacher saying, don't stay out of a portion of Scripture because it's familiar to people. And in fact, most of the time I found out it's not as familiar as they thought it was. And I've heard things preached. I preached a meeting one time, a youth meeting one time, on the faith that David had when he met that giant down there in that valley. You know what David didn't have? He didn't have 1 Samuel 17 written down.
That's right.
We do.
That's right.
We know what came because it's been written down. But he didn't have it written down. He only knew one thing. I'm where God wants me. I'm standing here with God. And I got this stone in my sling and God's with me. He didn't know nothing else. He knew that. That was enough.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what, that giant had his day. He had 40 days down there in that valley of hollering about God.
Yeah.
But day 41 came.
Yeah.
He quit his screaming after that, didn't he?
Yeah.
But David didn't know what was a-coming, but God did.
Yeah.
David knew that the battle was the Lord's.
Yeah.
And he went in there like that.
Right.
Do us good to get in this battle same way.
Yeah.
And so I preached that message, and I had an older gentleman come up to me, an older preacher, and he said, you know, I needed that tonight. I've heard that preached from before, but I never thought of it that way. And he said, I got touched tonight.
Amen.
Well, I want to thank God if you get touched by anything I do.
Because
it sure ain't me. I've learned that. But God touched me on yesterday. I had a message. Boy, I knew I was preaching it. I knew I was. And man, I got in it and it wasn't cranking. You know, it wasn't doing that. It wasn't, the bell wasn't ringing and the water wasn't gushing. And I said, Lord, that ain't no good. I can't preach something that ain't living in me. If it ain't flowing in me, I can't preach it. So I got to have something flowing in me. And so I started praying. And the Lord led my heart to this portion of Scripture. So Acts chapter number 3 and verse number 1. Now, Peter and John, will you all stand with me while I read my text? You do respect the Word of God, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John took about to go into the temple, asking alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. It might do you good to look at the preacher and God give an eyeball.
Yeah.
See what he's looking at when he looks at you.
Amen.
Look on us. Well, yeah. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something to them. And Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God.
Yeah.
And all the people saw him walking and praising God.
Yeah.
And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him.
Yeah.
And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. Now, I've correctly read, that was Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. Pray God add His blessing to the reading of His Word. Let's pray. Father, we've already prayed this morning. We thank You, God, for our souls being lifted up before the throne already today. Lord God, I know I can't do anything without You. Lord, I've done too many things in my life without You, and it's come to naught. Lord, I pray this morning You'd help us all to hear from You today. God, whatever it is, Lord, that somebody needs help with, Lord, somebody needs revival. Lord, there's saints of God that need revival. They ain't stirred like they used to be. They ain't on fire like they once were. They don't cry like they used to. Their heart's not tender like it once was. Lord God, I pray You'd help them, Lord. God, they don't pray like they ought and like they used to. Lord, I pray You'd help us all, Lord. We ain't none of us attained. We ain't none of us made it to that place where we ought to be all together yet. Lord, we are working on, Lord, doing what You want us to do. But I pray, our God, that You'd touch our hearts this morning. Lord, those that are saved, that God, You'd revive us. And those that are lost, that God, You'd convert their soul. Lord, that You'd work in their heart like You did mine. Lord, I was unworthy, didn't deserve it, God. But You came by my way, and I want to thank You, Lord. I'll be forever grateful. Lord, I'm looking forward to heaven. If I could just find a corner up there somewhere, I feel so unworthy. Lord, I could just be there with You. Lord, I want to thank You. God, You're good to us. You're so good to us. Thank You for worship. Thank You that we got to do some on last night. Lord, thank You for the singing of the songs of Zion that stir our hearts and our souls. And Lord, I do believe that there needs to be more than we've had yet in this service. So, Lord, help me while I preach, and help me, Lord, right now. God, I'm on the program right now, and that's all I know. And I pray You'd help me to be obedient and to follow You as best I can. And I thank You in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, like I said, I know you're probably familiar with this portion of Scripture. I want to just think about a few things by way, I guess, of introduction. I want to primarily lift out of the text where my heart's interested is in this phrase where He said, "Such as I have, give I thee." And what I'm thinking is, what do you have to give somebody? If somebody needed something this morning, what would you have to give? You say, well, if they needed $20, they're fresh out of luck. I got 20 extra bucks to give them. Well, Peter said, silver and gold have I none. It wasn't the money, and that's not what I'm talking about either.
Yeah.
I'm want to ask you a question. There's a whole lot more spiritual need than there is physical.
Right, yeah.
Our country has more spiritual needs. Our churches have more spiritual needs than they do physical needs.
Yeah.
It's not that we need more people. We need more heart for God.
Yeah.
We need to be stirred better than we've ever been. We're in a wicked day.
Yeah.
We're in a hard day, a difficult, sinful society. And oh, God needs to move in us. If He'd move in us, He'd help somebody else. You know, I used to hear that, my cup runneth over. If my cup runs over, then something around me is going to get sloshed on. Mr. Saucer's going to get some too. And so God help us to get that full. But I guarantee you, listen, you probably we ain't so concerned with being full this morning about those things. God help us that we would get our mind on that thought today. That what I have, if I had something, if I have a prayer answering God and I have a praying need, then I can help you with something today. I can give you something such as I have. Now you'll never lead anybody any further than you've been led yourself. And the reason a whole lot of folk ain't really being led to God today is because there ain't a whole lot of people been to God. And you know, there's times in the Bible where God came to people, and there's other places in the Bible where people got to God.
Right.
And I don't care how it happened, as long as you got where He was.
Amen.
And that's all that really matters.
Yeah.
Now, this man, and I know you know this already, was sitting there crippled from his mother's womb. It wasn't his fault he was crippled. You know, you and I were born depraved.
Right.
And I know that that word's kind of scary to some folk, but I don't care. It just means you're ungodly. It means that you have no heart for God. If God hadn't come after me, I never would have went after Him. I wasn't seeking for God. I was around religion. I was around it, all around it, but I didn't have God. I had my buddies at church, and I had my friends, and I had my own life. You know, I wanted to catch the football and run the touchdown. I wanted to hit the home run. I wanted to have the fastest car in town when I got that age. I wanted to have everything everybody else had when I was a boy. I went after my flesh. I went after my own stuff. I would never have gone after God if God hadn't come after me. I'm telling you, now this man was laid at the cripple at the gate because he was crippled. See, man can only bring a man as far as the law of God let him. See, the law of God, according to Leviticus chapter 21, that crippled man could not enter the temple because a cripple, a dwarf, nothing that had any kind of impediment in the flesh could go any further than the gate.
Amen.
You had to have a perfect type body.
Yeah.
You couldn't have walk on crutches.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was God. Don't get mad because God made that law. He made that law.
Yeah.
And He had a reason to make that law. Because He wants you to know that when you do get in, you have no more impediment.
Yeah.
You ain't crippled no more.
Yeah.
When you do get to get in, God makes you whole.
Yeah.
If you don't get made whole, you can't get in.
Yeah.
Man could only get him to the gate, but he couldn't get him in the temple.
Yeah.
It took the grace of God to get him in the temple.
Yeah.
It took the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to get him in that temple.
Yeah.
It's going to take Jesus to get you in.
Yeah.
You ain't going to get in. Listen, this man had nothing to do with being a cripple.
Yeah.
He was born a cripple. You got nothing to do with being born the way you're born.
Yeah.
Born lying and stealing and cheating.
Yeah.
Going after your flesh, chasing everything around to satisfy yourself.
Yeah.
You were born with that desire.
Yeah.
You were born in Adam's race.
Yeah.
And then God came.
Yeah.
Thank God He came. Amen.
Yeah.
And He brought Peter and John that day.
Yeah.
See, it pleases God by the foolishness of preaching.
Yeah.
You may not like the fact God uses men,
yeah,
but you better be glad for the day some men came by your way and preached the unsearchable riches of Christ to your soul. Amen. You better be glad God brought them men your way. I'll be forever grateful that God stirred my heart through preaching.
That's right.
I ain't
talking about Joel Osteen stuff.
No, right. No.
I'm talking about preaching.
Amen.
If God puts you in a church, where sorry, I'll lose my teeth again. I don't mean to. I was in West Virginia too long, I lost all my teeth. But I lost them right there. But nonetheless, I ain't trying to be funny. That's embarrassing. But anyway, when I get to heaven, I got to worry about that. I'll shout nothing come out except sound. Amen. Where was I? I was talking about preachers. I was talking about preachers coming my way and preaching to me about my soul. If God hadn't showed me what I was and told me what I was, I'd still think I was all right. I'd still think I was going to heaven because I followed that little soul winner in a prayer.
what they tell you now. Don't let anybody convince you that you ain't. If you called on the name of the Lord and you said them words and you really meant it in your heart.
Well, Peter and John showed up. They didn't tell him what to say or tell him what to do altogether. They told him who could do it for him. When he got up, it was in the name of Jesus Christ he got up. He wasn't in his own power. But now here's another thing I enjoyed when I was thinking about this. Peter and John was going to the temple at the hour of prayer.
Yeah.
And they had their the ninth hour. They had their time. They had it all set up. You know, church starts at 10 o'clock sharp and ends at noon dull. You know? You got it. We got to start on time now. Where I am, if you preach more than you preach past 12:30, so I do. I get done at about 12:45.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to make them mad. Maybe they'll vote me out. They voted me in. Maybe they'll vote me out. I don't know.
Good.
Well, Brother Billy Kelly, you say one good thing about being voted out. You don't have to pray about leaving. I don't want to leave, but I'm telling you what. No, I don't do that on purpose. I'm just I'm kidding in one way, but another way. I don't quit till I'm done.
Right.
When I'm done, I don't try to keep people on purpose to make them mad.
Right.
But if it makes them mad, I'll just watch them get mad.
Right.
Because I'm there to preach to them.
Right.
And I'm not going back up.
No.
I only got 22. When I went there, I had 28. So I've whittled down a little bit. I'm not enjoying whittling nothing down, but I'll tell you what, something's got to go.
Amen.
When you go in and you stand up for the first song, you don't have to be told stand.
No.
And then after the first verse is done, this is always done. Everybody sits down, sings the second song. It's time for the preacher to give announcements, take up the offering, have a little word of prayer over it. Have one more song. And everybody knows to stand before they're even told. Sing the third song. When they're done, you do this again. When he's done with this, if he sings, he don't tell me. He just has his daughter play a song on the piano. He sings. And I don't ask him if I can. I just do.
Amen.
And then I preach and I try to do my best. Amen. I told him the other day, I said, the church I left West Virginia, I was the pastor. I ain't the pastor here. So if everything goes wrong here, it ain't my fault. I don't pastor you right now.
Amen.
You say, you're being smart. I'm like, not being smart. That's how they act.
Yeah,
they can make it. They can make it. It's fine. I love them. And I pray for them every night. I call their name out to God every night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I pray for them.
Right.
I want to see them. Well, God's got to do something or it ain't going to get done.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got. Listen, I can only take them where I can take
Amen.
Them.
Right.
And I can say this right about the time I get about ready. I ain't got no silver and gold.
No.
But such as I have, I want to give you.
Amen.
I want to give you what I got.
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing going to get you through life.
Amen.
The only thing going to help your family, Daddy, is for you to get God.
Yeah.
Like you need to have God.
Yeah.
The only way to help your wife.
Yeah.
The only way to help your children is for you to get full of God.
Yeah.
How long has it been since you wept over a supper time meal? How long has it been since you got up in the morning thanking God you got up and your children see you read the Bible and know you're listening to the music of God in your life? Know when they get in the car, they ain't going to hear Waylon and Willie and the boys a blasting out of the radio. Huh?
Amen.
How are you going to have God in your car and God in your life and God in your home? All that kind of mess are going on.
Amen.
It must be going on or God the Holy Ghost wouldn't have me say it.
Amen.
Some of you are listening to it.
Good.
What's barroom music doing in your life?
Right. Yeah.
If you're on a Baptist pew, you ought not to be having barroom pew music in your life.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, anyway, so Peter, I was free. It didn't cost you nothing. Peter and John, they're walking in the temple. Now, the reason I'll tell you why I got on it. I remember why I got on it. I lost my teeth when I was thinking about it, and I've forgotten. I know I'm on it. Because we get traditional.
You're right.
What if Peter and John had said, now, wait a minute, this hour of prayer, it's the ninth hour. We got to go pray. We'll come back out and deal with you when we get back out.
Yeah.
We can't have our schedule messed up.
Right. Amen.
We can't have our little church service messed
Amen.
Up. Oh, that God would put a blind Bartimaeus in our church
pew.
For he'd mess the whole service up.
That's right.
Crying out to God when he knows the presence of God is passing by.
Right.
If the Lord's passing by, cry out to him. You say, well, I'll mess the service up. You just might. It just might need to get good and messed up. I've seen God mess up a good service, and it got good. Because he messed it up. Peter and John's activities got messed up.
Amen.
Some folk, you just can't mess up their schedule.
Uh-huh.
We've got a family reunion on that Sunday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We're going to be at the park having a picnic.
Yeah.
Or Aunt Susie and Uncle Joe came in from the mountains where the sun don't even shine till afternoon. We got to be with them. We can't go to church this Sunday. We're going to miss.
Uh-huh.
God help.
Yeah.
Our schedule.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when Jesus rode down that mountain on that donkey, and all them Pharisees said, Jesus, shut these people down.
Yeah.
They're making us nervous.
Yeah.
Jesus said, if I tell them to be quiet, the rocks will start crying.
Yeah.
They're messing up our tradition.
Yeah.
Blind Bartimaeus, shh. Blind Bartimaeus, shh. You're messing up everything.
Yeah.
But he cried. It does say they tried to steal him.
Sure.
But he cried out the more.
Yeah.
So Peter and John got all messed up. The schedule got messed up.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
To do something for God. That'd be all right to get your schedule messed up, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Is anybody with me?
Yeah.
Have I got a witness?
Yeah.
Has God ever messed up your life in such a way that he used you to help somebody when you was not expecting to do it? What about your children? What about your children? They ever ask you why you cry? They ever ask you why you raise your hand? They ever ask you why you get real excited every once in a while when you hear a good song of God at church? Do you know in the Old Testament when they put them stones there at the Jordan River?
Yes.
The Lord said, that's because when your children later on see them stones, they'll say, what meaneth these stones?
Yes.
And you can tell them what God did.
Yes.
You got anything in your life that makes your children wonder what's going on with you?
Yes.
Why do you act that way at church? Why do you cry like that? How come you act that way, Daddy? How come, Mama, you get happy like that? What in the world's going on with you?
Yeah.
Now you can tell them. What them stones mean?
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
What do you got to give up? I'm asking.
Right.
Such as I have, give I thee.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I can give you right now. I can tell you I'm so thankful. I was thinking about this morning. I'm so thankful that Holy Ghost conviction ruled supreme in me one day.
Yeah.
I got under Holy Ghost conviction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guilty as a hound dog sucking egg.
Yeah.
I couldn't blame nobody no more.
Right.
It was my fault I was a sinner.
Yeah.
It was my fault.
Yeah.
I couldn't blame nobody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
We used to hear about it. How come we don't hear about it no more?
Right.
Because very few people, listen, the reason folk ain't got convictions is because they ain't never got under any conviction. You ever get under conviction, you'll start hating sin. You'll start hating your flesh. You'll start hating what you've been. You'll start, amen. You'll despise your flesh. It won't be everybody else that's wrong. Oh, God, I've been so bad. Oh, God, I need you to forgive me. Have mercy on me. And away with this stinking mess that all you repent of is your unbelief. I've cleaned my life all up. I read my Bible. I'll pray for you, and you're lost.
No.
You better start praying for yourself.
Yeah.
How to get off on that? Well, okay. All right, listen. If you ain't saved, you start praying about your own soul. How are you going to help some? How are you going to lead somebody else and help somebody else if you ain't never been where you got to get?
Amen. Go ahead. You're right.
How are you going to help the church have revival if you ain't been led to revival yourself? If everybody in the church had the revival you got, what kind of revival would the church be in?
That's right. Go ahead, preacher. Go ahead.
God help me. I ain't looking down my nose at you. Oh, when God's thirsting me, I'm so thankful because I don't deserve it.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't deserve it. I ain't never done nothing to merit
right.
The goodness of God being cranked up in my soul.
Yeah.
Neither do you.
How you
doing,
brother?
Not a one of us. Am I sailing all right? I don't know what time. I ain't looked at my watch. I'm sorry. All right, I don't feel like I'm supposed to be just a little longer, okay? All right. So here's this crippled man. He couldn't get in on his own.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't get in. He couldn't make it on his own. Y'all, anybody getting any help?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
He didn't let it.
Go ahead.
I want to get somewhere.
Go ahead.
Such as I have. Such as I have.
Yeah.
What do you have? In according to the book of Corinthians, when Paul wrote to those Corinthian believers, he said, you ain't got nothing unless God give it to you.
Exactly right.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
You're right, man. Go ahead.
What do you have to brag about that you got? Listen, I don't know how why other people... I hear all I have to do is, oh, at nighttime I got this hymns radio thing. All they play is hymns. And the other night it come on, nearer, my God, to thee, near thee. I'm laying there in that bed. You think I can sleep all that on? Oh, God, nearer, my God, to thee. Whoo! Oh, God. Whoo! And my heart began to... Listen, do you want to be close to God or not? And if you don't, why? You better check up.
Right. Yeah.
Put your dipstick down. See where the oil level is.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. You love God. You love His church.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you told God you love Him?
Yeah.
Has it been a while?
Yeah.
Since you told God you loved Him?
Mm-hmm.
You know why you love Him? Because He first loved you.
Yeah.
That's the only reason! Yeah. Any of us in here love God?
Yeah.
I want to ask you, do you love God?
Yeah.
Do you adore Him?
Yeah.
Do you kiss toward heaven?
Yeah.
Are you thankful?
That is right. Go ahead, preacher.
Well, then notify your hands.
Yeah.
Notify your feet.
Yeah.
Notify your face.
Yeah. Right. Go ahead, preacher.
I can't see as good as I used to, but I can still see you.
Uh-huh.
And I can tell some of you, notify your face.
Yeah, that's right.
You ever ask anybody, what, are you all right? Yeah, why? I was just wondering.
Yeah.
Ask me a question like that, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm going home. You go home. Have a good day.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be ugly, but my soul.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah,
ain't no wonder some folk don't want Baptist religion. Amen.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to be ugly.
Yeah.
Religion. But see, religion could only get him to the gate.
You're right.
As far as I can't get you in. But I know somebody who can.
Yeah, no, you might. That's right.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Now listen, that was kind of a rough name back then.
That's right.
That wasn't somebody you associated with without getting slapped or kicked or spit on or something. Or beat.
Yeah.
They'll come in here and sit down. Preacher told me there'll become some in. There's some coming in. That's all right. I'll keep on preaching for a minute, and then when they get in, we can sing and have another service.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes.
Man, listen, religion could only get me so far.
Yeah, that's right.
If you get hooked up, it used to be if you called yourself a Baptist, you was close to maybe getting killed.
That's right.
Do you know if you go back in some American history that there were cities, there were places and states that if they knew you were a Baptist, they would not hire you. They wouldn't even let you buy anything from the store. If you go back into history of some of the Baptist faith, people starved just because they called themselves a Baptist. People wouldn't help them. They wouldn't sell property to them. They wouldn't sell land to them. They wouldn't sell crops to them. They wouldn't sell corn to their own, to the little family in those church, in those people's lives. It's easy to be a Christian now. I want to tell you something. If you can't serve God now, you're a sissy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like it or not. All right, sissy.
Come on.
If you can't, listen, if you can't serve God and be faithful to God now, what are you going to do when it gets bad? If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small.
Yeah.
This is the easiest day in the world. Listen, ain't nobody stopping you from enjoying God here this morning. You can't praise God in this atmosphere. You're a mess. You need to pray. You can't get stirred in something like this. You're a big Baptist mess. I'll let him pastor you. I can't help you. Amen. I'm enjoying this, brother. I'm having a good time, brother. I really am. I like that time. I like it, brother. Amen. That's why I look forward to getting here, because I know how you preach. I listen to you on sermon audio, and I can't near preach you like you. I can't even hold a candlestick to you, brother. But I know if you've had that kind of preaching, anything I preach, y'all just slide right in. Y'all hearing me?
Good.
Have you got it? Listen, I'm going to close with something. Such as I have. Have you got a testimony to give somebody?
Amen.
Can you tell about the day God got you under conviction? You found yourself at the feet of Jesus begging for mercy. And He came in and washed your sin away. Made you clean. Amen. Amen. Converted your soul. Have you got a changed life? Some things you don't have to tell. If you have a changed life, you just walk it. Something happened to that fella. My friends, they all heard I got religion. Some of them said, I heard you got religion. I said, no, Bob, I got Jesus. I had what you have. I had religion. It'll let you drink and cuss and smoke and chew and run around with those that do. That's what religion will do. Amen. That's what it did. That's as far as it got me. And when I got saved, I got converted.
Ooh-wee.
Old thing passed away. In the name, let me get back to that thought and then I'll shut her down. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name. That's like if a police officer would stop you, he could stop you in the name of the law. In the name of the law. Because he's got authority to do it. Listen, there's a lot of folk out there trying to do something for Jesus. Ain't got the authority to do it. You better get him with you. You better get with him. In the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus. Jehovah is salvation. Joshua. Christ. Oh, that puts him out there where he's the Messiah. That the one they rejected. This man's going to have to get with the rejected one. Jesus Christ. And that, can anything good come out of Nazareth? I'm going to tell you something, friend. It ain't where you're born. It's who you are. Who you belong to. Either you're with Jesus or you ain't. Well, I just want to thank God for letting me kind of spill it out. I want to tell you what the Lord said. He told me, just wing it.
That's right.
Don't write down no notes or nothing. Just wing it.
Yeah.
And I preached it all night long. My wife said I was hollering out in my sleep last night. I wondered if she knew what I was preaching this morning, because sometimes I give it away while I'm sleeping. This thing went all in my mind last night. I couldn't get it out of my mind. Oh, I had that other message I was going to give you, a real good dissertation on being a peculiar people. Oh, I had it all set out. Oh, yeah, all the definitions. God said, you don't need to tell them what you know. You need to tell them who you know.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you. For closing prayer, how you want to do this?
Give an invitation.
Okay, that'd be good. Well, come on and help me, preacher.